Travel has always been a passion of mine, and I've been fortunate enough to visit several remarkable countries. Yet, despite my experiences, I feel as though I've barely scratched the surface of what the world has to offer. My travels have taken me to France, Italy, Spain, and Germany, each unique in its culture, history, and charm. France was my introduction to international travel, and it set the bar extraordinarily high. Paris, with its iconic landmarks like the Eiffel Tower and the Louvre, exudes an elegance that is hard to replicate. I spent hours strolling along the Seine, captivated by the seamless blend of history and modernity. Beyond Paris, the French countryside offered a more tranquil experience, with picturesque villages and rolling vineyards that seemed to belong in a postcard. Italy, however, is where I truly fell in love with travel. Rome, with its ancient ruins and palpable sense of history, left me in awe. Walking through the Colosseum or the Roman Forum felt like stepping into the pages of a history book. Venice was equally mesmerizing, its labyrinth of canals creating an otherworldly atmosphere. Florence, though, provided a serendipitous highlight. I happened upon a local festival one evening, complete with live music, traditional dancing, and food stalls that lined the streets. It was there that I tasted the creamiest, most flavorful gelato I had ever encountered, a sensory experience I still recall vividly. Spain offered a different kind of energy, one that was vibrant and infectious. Barcelona, in particular, stood out for its architectural marvels by Gaudí, which blurred the lines between art and structure. Watching a flamenco performance in a small, intimate venue was a cultural experience that left me spellbound. The food, too, was a revelation, each tapper a small masterpiece of flavor and presentation. Germany, unfortunately, was less enchanting. I visited Berlin during a particularly harsh winter, and the combination of biting cold and relentless rain significantly hindered my ability to explore. While the museums and historical sites were undeniably impressive, the weather cast a grey shadow over the experience. I left feeling that Germany had more to offer, but my timing had been all wrong. Perhaps a visit in spring would reveal a brighter, more welcoming side of the country. There are still so many places I long to visit. Japan is at the top of my list, with its cherry blossoms, temples, and the fascinating juxtaposition of ancient traditions and cutting-edge technology in cities like Tokyo. Australia also beckons, promising adventures on the Great Barrier Reef and the opportunity to conquer my fear of surfing. Traveling has profoundly shaped my perspective on life. It has taught me to embrace differences, value experiences over possessions, and approach the unfamiliar with curiosity rather than hesitation. Each journey adds another layer to my understanding of the world, and I look forward to continuing this lifelong education, one country at a time.